Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, I want to welcome you out for a wonderful show, a show that's for you and it's about you. Those who work so hard for your money, but you want your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, that cash flow, that prosperity, not 30 or 40 years from now, but right now. So you have that life that you love, doing what you love with those that you love. But on top of it, you not only want to have great financial prosperity for yourself, but you also, as a Rippler, want to create this ripple effect through people's lives by being able to be a blessing in their lives. Because as you liberate yourself financially, you can become a more powerful force for good. And guys, I'm excited to have you here. Thank you for allowing me to create a ripple effect through you. Thank you for binging and sharing and doing all the things you do with this show to make it wonderful, to make it grow, and allow this ripple effect to continue. So guys, it's all because of you. Thank you so much. As a reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. We've got great blogs on there as well. So the free ebook you can download on there called Beyond Rice and Beans, where you can find money today. So check that out. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cashflow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cashflow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. Okay, guys, so I've got a special guest here. I have a guest that actually I've been on her show. So if you guys are looking for another great podcast, check out Real Estate Investing for Women. But I've got here a special guest, Monica Sawyer. Now, she is the blissful millionaire, and you'll definitely can tell she is blissful, like to a T. She reached her financial freedom by turning $10,000 to over $2 million, working only 5 to 10 hours, not per week, per month, with very little stress. She's now on a mission to help as many other women as she can do to do the same, or she does do the same as well. She hosts the top-rated podcast and radio show, like I said, the Real Estate Investing for Women, and has interviewed prestigious guests such as Lisa Gibbons, Dr. Joe Vitale, and Hal Elrod. She has also been featured on stages with Suzanne Summers, Martha Stewart, and Ice-T and Coco at places like the NASDAQ Marketplace, Harvard, and Carnegie Hall, and on TV on NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox has reached over 100 million people. And by the way, you can also connect with her. You can go to blissfulinvestor.com to check that out. But Monica, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you for having me. And you were on my show too. You're one of those prestigious people.
Okay. Well, I love being ranked among, you know, Suzanne Summers and Thigh Masters and, you know, Ice-T. I mean, I cannot be in better company, you know?
Thanks so much for having me on your show. This is really awesome to talk to you again.
Absolutely. Well, I know the listeners are going to want to know, how in the heck did you take $10,000 and turn it to $2 million? Like, what's your story? What happened here?
Yeah. So my favorite investment vehicle is real estate. Now, I will just say, I know that you talk about all different kinds of vehicles. So my husband's is all about the stock and I'm all about real estate. So together we put together a whole portfolio, but I am all about real estate. And so my story takes the $10,000 and its journey to several millions. So that's just part of the journey. But so that started when I was just graduated from college, and I'm looking out the window trying to think, how old was I then? Mm-hmm. Wow, that was a long time ago. 23 years old. Wow. I graduated from college, and my dad had been investing in real estate since I was 3 years old. And he put me through college through real estate. So I had seen kind of what real estate could do, but I'd also seen all the stress, right? Like I had seen my dad up at night because mortgages or rent wasn't getting paid, that you couldn't pay the mortgages, you know, the toilets, the tenants, that whole deal, right? My dad got to experience all of that. And so I was not at all interested in real estate.
I bet.
And so after I graduated during a recession. I'm not going to tell you what year, but during a recession and I couldn't find a job. And I remember sitting with my dad one night over at the dinner table, and he said something to me really interesting because I was really stressed out, right? He says, you know, Monica, everybody has stress, everybody has fear, and everybody has money issues. Do you want poor people money issues, or do you want rich people money issues?
That's a great question.
Right? And so I made a choice in that moment that I was going to have rich people money issues. And so I did decide to start investing in real estate, but I had no money. Mm-hmm. So I got a job. And then a few years later, my husband and I got, when we got married, we got $10,000 in wedding gifts. And we used that money to invest in our very first property, which was our home.
That might be the best wedding gift ever. You know, like,
it right?
Was, you know, toasters don't do anything, right? I mean, they like you turn that into millions of dollars. But the fact that you can take $10,000 and say, hey, I'm going to take this money, buy a home, buy an actual asset with it. That's pretty cool.
Exactly. Exactly. And just for your listeners, I know that people disagree with me on this, but buy a home, don't pay rent, right? Mm-hmm. Like the very first investment, in my opinion, that you should make, and that's what I did, was to buy a home. Because you can put, for primary residence, you can put 3% down.
Yeah.
In our case, we put 5% down. Mm-hmm. So we put our 5% down, we moved into our house, we were not paying rent, we're building up equity. And within 4 years, we had enough equity in that house to take money out of that house and buy my next property.
Right.
And so it went. That was our strategy. We would wait for there to be equity growth. We would take money out. We would rent out an old house and we would buy a new house. Mm-hmm. And so over time, it took 20 years. We were able to build up. It's actually over $2 million, but that varies depending on how the economy is doing. But sure. But yeah, so that's how we did it. Like basically completely intuitive strategy. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of headaches. I probably, like I say, spend about 5 to 10 hours a month. And I have this multi-million-dollar business. So, and one thing I do want to say is, had I focused more, like had I been right on it and like been mm-hmm. watching the economy and got money at exactly the right time, it probably would have happened a lot faster. I have to confess, I was kind of lazy about the whole thing and just kind of let it flow and kept it simple.
You know, what's amazing is that most people starting out, they're young. They usually go for the place that their parents have told them to go, right? And your dad was different, right? He wasn't like the standard American, you know? Like the typical American would say, go put it in a retirement fund or maybe in a Roth IRA, right? And let it grow. Just think about this. 20 years ago was the year 2000. The Dow Jones at that time was right around 10,000. It peaked right around 10,000 in March of 2000, right? Well, now the Dow is right around, well, just under 30,000. So that 10,000, had you just invested in the stock market, right? In mutual funds, nothing against your husband, but had you just put it into the stock market, you would have had less than 30,000 bucks, not 2 million, but like 30,000 maybe. And some people would say, woohoo, I tripled my money. You're like, I just went way beyond that. You know, like I just basically like 200 times my money, right? Yeah. Or more, depending on the day, like you said. And that's pretty incredible. That's amazing.
You know, it is really what you say, such an important thing here. There is an immigrant mindset. Mm-hmm. My parents came to this country with only $200 in their pocket. Wow. As newlyweds from an arranged marriage. They didn't even know each other. They come here with $200 in their pocket, and mm-hmm. they both were educated. They heard that the golden ticket to wealth here in the United States was real estate. Mm-hmm. Now, this is something people understand all around the world. In other parts of the world, people don't necessarily understand 401ks or pension plans or whatever, especially in India, right? Unless you work for the government. But most educated people don't. And so all they knew was real estate. And everybody all around the world understands property. So they come here, they don't know about all this other stuff, but they mm-hmm. do know they need to buy property. Well, interesting, isn't it? What a gift that turned out to be for me.
No kidding. Yeah, that's a huge gift. You know, it's, I can't even imagine how, I mean, obviously it's paid massive returns just because of that influence you've had.
Exactly.
Well, tell me more about what you're doing now. Like, what are you doing now to help people, especially women? I know you're working a lot with women, but I know you work with many others too. What is it you're working on today?
So real estate is really my primary business. So I just started a construction project. So this is the other thing I want to tell people that are listening. I only work 5 to 10 hours a month on my real estate business. Has been growing and growing and growing. But yeah. I am just like any other entrepreneur. I get bored out of my mind. Uh-huh. Only working very little, right? So there have been other projects that come up. So right now I'm starting a construction project, which is really exciting. It'll keep me busy and hopefully make me a huge amount of money. I love that idea too, right? Yeah. So I'm doing that. And then I run my podcast, and the purpose of the podcast is really to help educate everybody who will listen, and most of my audience is women, but to educate them on a couple of things. Mm-hmm. First of all, money is good. It's kind of like what you said in your intro, like money gives us an opportunity to create so much more impact in the world, right? And create so much good. How much more can we do for charities, right? Not only financially, but with our time, because if you have financial freedom, you also have time freedom. If you do it right, that's not always true, but that's if you do it right. So what I really want to help people do is create that time freedom and financial freedom so that they can have the emotional and mental freedom to do the things that they really, really want to do in their life. And I want them to do this in what I call the blissful way, which means it's joyful. It supports the joy in your life. And when stresses come up, you really understand how to deal with them. So I give people the tools to keep the process blissful.
That's key too, because I see so many people, they get, especially men, right? I mean, men do this a lot because they tend to let their left brain take over, and they tend to get analytical on the numbers and things like that. But the thing, I just shared this on another interview, like if you just do it for the money, what makes that any different than just a job, right? Just working a job where you only want to get a paycheck. And where's the bliss in that? Where's the joy that you can really get out of that? Where if you can really tie it in and do this in a way where it's not just money wealth, but there's richness of your life, like real wealth in your true wealth throughout your entire life in all areas, including your health, your mental well-being, spiritual well-being, and everything. That's where I believe is real wealth is located, not just how much money you have.
I think that's totally true. What I love is what we're seeing in society is the changing and evolving definition of success. Mm-hmm. Because it used to be, like in my dad's generation, it was all about the money, the status, the title, right? My generation, we're still caught a little bit in that, but we were starting to see there needed to be balance, right? We didn't have to work 40 years at a job that we hated in order to get a pension, right? We started to understand that we were independent. We could make different choices. So it was interesting. Like my dad came to this country. He knew he was going to have to pay his dues, right? He worked really hard. He was okay with the stress of the real estate business. But hear me, as a new generation person, I was like, no, thank you. I don't want that stress.
Yeah.
I knew real estate was going to be a long-term strategy for me. I didn't want stress in my life long-term. Mm-hmm. So I made a different series of choices. And now the next generations after me, they're making those choices more and more often. Like, how do you define success for you? It's not how much do I have? It's how beautiful is my life, right?
Exactly. And so what are some ways that people can do that?
Yeah, so that's a really, really good question. And I have a book called Choose Bliss, which kind of gives all the strategies that I have taught. I used to be an executive coach. And so I've taught these strategies to executives. And I've used my own life. There's about 13 strategies there. Let's talk about one particular that I love to give that's a really quick and easy way to find bliss in any moment. So let's say you're in a stressful situation. So as real estate investor, got a call from a tenant and they're really upset. So for instance, right now, they are not going to be able to pay rent. They're really upset. right? Because right. we're in this, in sort of the pandemic.
Yeah.
So the very first thing that you do is you notice that something is stressing you out. Notice that there's a story going on in your head. Here's the thing about stress and about things that steal bliss away. It's the story that's going on in your head. It's not the actual right. event. It's the story about the event, right? Mm-hmm. So you notice there's a story in your head and you go, stop. So it's this creating a bliss moment is called stop, drop, and so the first thing is you stop. For me, I'll actually say to myself, Mark, like I'll interrupt whatever those thoughts are. Mm-hmm. And I take my thoughts down in my heart. So now I'm in my body. I take a deep breath. Push that breath down through my feet into the ground, ground me. And now I approach whatever the issue was from this place of being centered, grounded, and compassionate. Mm-hmm. And whenever you go into a situation that you're going to be more resourceful, and you're going to be able to be more kind in the conversation. And usually you'll come out with the outcome is you will come out feeling better.
Right. That's right. That's hugely important.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's one of my big bliss strategies that I use all the time.
Well, I love it. Well, it's true. Cause like, and I've seen this all the time with the clients I work with, like a lot of times it's their response to the situation, not the situation itself that almost shoots them in the foot. It not only just affects them from an emotional standpoint, but it can even affect them financially. Cause the more emotional we get, the more we create crazy stories in our head, the worse we end up creating other results that kind of create a ripple effect. You know, no pun intended with money ripple. Right? Everything's exactly. a ripple effect, right? But it does. Exactly. It creates that ripple effect. And you got to keep that inner portion of you still and in at peace and grounded so that you can allow, you know, more fruitful abundance to be coming from that.
Exactly. You know, Warren Buffett says, if you can't control your emotions, you can't control your money.
That's right.
And if you can't control your emotions, you also aren't going to be able to experience consistent bliss.
That's right. So, and I've seen that too. Inconsistent energy, you know, creates inconsistent money, creates inconsistent health. You know, it affects everything.
It affects everything. Your relationships, inconsistent relationships. Yeah. It's everything.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Well, it's truth. It's principles. That's what I love. That's the thing that actually makes a difference. Strategies are great, but the principle, if you understand that and then apply a strategy that supports it, you can't stop your prosperity. It just has to happen that way. It's law. Law always works.
I absolutely agree with you on that. And that's why when I talk about bliss, so I actually, let me define bliss really quickly about like sort of what we're talking about. So bliss is a deep sense of joy and contentment and the confidence that you can handle anything that comes your way. So it's really about emotional resilience and emotional mastery.
Yeah.
So now if I take that principle, if I want to live a blissful life, what strategies am I going to utilize for my life, for my business, for my investing, in my relationship, in my health, as you say, what strategies am I going to implement in order to live that life of the principle of bliss, right?
Right.
And so that's really what my podcast is all about too.
Yeah. It's not just real estate investing, is it?
It's not.
It's so much more.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I love it. Well, if people want to follow you or if they want to get access to this book, how would they do that?
Yeah. So the best way to find me is to go to blissfulinvestor.com. Mm-hmm. And I actually have a free downloadable gift that tells everybody, I'm super transparent. It tells everybody how I started with that $10,000 and what I did that whole time to create the wealth that I've created and all the mistakes that I made. So that's a really good download. It's a great blueprint for anybody who wants to follow my strategy, but also just to kind of give you an idea of what's possible and that it's possible to make mistakes and still be hugely successful, which is a big thing. So you can go to blissfulinvestor.com for that. If you want to get any of my three books, I've got a couple that are in real estate and one that's Choose Bliss. You can just go to Amazon, look up Monika Sawyer, M-O-N-E-E-K-A, Sawyer like Tom.
Awesome. Monika, I really appreciate being on today. Such a pleasant experience, such a joy. I thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Chris. It's so nice to chat with you again.
Always. And everybody else, make sure you go check out blissfulinvestor.com or find her book on Amazon. Like, really, it's one thing to hear this information, but it's another thing to do it and apply it. And when you apply it, that is when your life begins to change. You can learn, but it has to get to a point of experience. So guys, go use that wisdom to your advantage. Make it a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.